Girl, look.
Don't use God. Don't use God for your own personal life.
Because he sees it. And the more you're pursuing after this answer, the more you're
burning yourself out. You're burning your energy out. The farther and farther away you are becoming.
We're not pursuing the old us, okay? We're going after the things that God has for us. I don't know what y'all going after. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. But we're going after. But we're going after the things that God has for us, okay? All right. Just making sure.
What's up, everybody? It's your girl, Drea K. Beck. With another episode of the Living in Pursuit podcast. Look, y'all know I'm at home. Okay, I'm at home. So if we get 2 episodes a week, if we get 3, if we get 4 episodes a week, then that's just what we're going to do. Okay. So just a quick update on the hurricane and everything like that. You guys know that I currently live in Louisiana. So we have a hurricane going on, but yesterday it hit land close to New Orleans and that area. But where I am living, we didn't get any damage. So at my apartment, it was like literally covered like by the Holy Ghost. So we didn't experience any damages or any power outages or anything like that, so we are fine. Me and JJ was in the house last night looking outside. It was drizzling a little bit. It wasn't heavily raining, but it was drizzling a little bit and the winds were high. So me and JJ just back and forth looking out the window, going outside on the balcony, just looking, seeing what's going on, seeing what the Lord is doing, right? So yeah, we are fine. We are safe. For those of you who probably prayed for me, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. But yeah, we are fine. Me and JJ, we're just in here chilling. He's in the room right now and I am doing this podcast episode. So yeah, I was sitting, well, I was literally listening to a sermon just now because the type of things that I have been going through spiritually, like all of the warfare that I have been experiencing in the spirit, is like manifesting in the physical. So things that I am experiencing spiritually, like spiritual attacks and, you know, all of those things, I'm now starting to see it in the physical. So I have been, you know, just going through a lot of issues with, you know, people and things and, you know, just all of that. And lately I have just been feeling like giving up, just to be honest. Like I have been in a place where I'm like, Lord, I cannot take this anymore. Like I cannot. Like this spiritual warfare is on a whole nother level, right? But each and every single day God gives me strength. Like he gives me strength to like endure another day. You know what I'm saying? Like I could be crying my eyes out one night and then in the morning I would literally have joy. I would literally have peace. And you all know that's God's word. So I've just been in a place where I'm experiencing all of these things and yet we're still being obedient. As we mentioned in our last episode, are y'all happy that we got that off of our chest? Are y'all happy that we ranted in the last episode? Like, do you guys feel better now? I feel a lot better. And so this episode is kind of just tying in the last couple of episodes that I've put out. So by the title, this is going to be just your understanding of what is happening right now. Like, you may be experiencing warfare. You may be experiencing, you know, setbacks or delays. Like you may be experiencing highs and lows of this current season that you're in. But ultimately, God is trying to get us to operate in a new operating system. if you think about the iPhone operating system, there has to be an update ever so often, right? So I feel like God is updating us currently in this season. What used to work last season is not necessarily required in this season. What was required in the last season is no longer required in this season, right? What was being sharpened in the last season is now being used in this season. So all of our lessons, everything that we've endured last season, all of the instruction God has given us, we are starting to see it manifest slowly but surely. We're starting to see it, but I do believe that God is giving us more and more wisdom by the day. And he's given us wisdom by experiencing the things that we've been experiencing, whether good or bad. Are you on your kingdom marriage journey and you are just about to give up? Has your faith been wavering? Has your hope been stolen? Have you been feeling crazy for believing God? I am here to let you know that God is redeeming your time. God is redeeming your mistakes. God is redeeming your obedience. And he is redeeming everything that the enemy has stolen from you. I have been in this kingdom marriage journey for almost 2 years, and God has taught me a lot about myself, but also how he is going to get glory for this miraculous story. If you have been struggling in your kingdom marriage journey and you are needing community, if you are needing mentorship, if God is calling you to become a different version of yourself throughout this process, not even just for kingdom marriage, but in general, join the Position to Pursue coaching program to show you how to become a godly wife. This coaching program is filled with videos, trainings, and live sessions that will be available to you upon purchase. You will receive a video every single week to help you along this journey, help you create new mindsets, and get rid of toxic ones. This program will also include prayer calls and a community of other women who are on this journey as well. Go ahead and sign up for the Position to Pursue coaching program, officially launching September 30th. See you there. I have been feeling like a robot lately. Like, let me explain. I can be sitting down, minding my business, and all of a sudden God gives me an idea that requires me to jump up, go write it down, or immediately execute it. And this has been an amazing experience, but it's also been kind of crazy. Like, I feel like I'm being controlled. You know what I'm saying? And I think I touched on this on the last episode, but just to go a little bit more into detail, I have not begun to fully operate in the fullness of who I am becoming because of the warfare, because of the doubt, because of my inability to realize, oh, God is requiring something new of me this season. Oh, what used to work, what I used to do, how I used to believe is no longer required in this next season, right? So it's been an amazing experience just to be able to hear from God more, like more easily, in spite of the warfare, in spite of, you know, the emotions and everything I've been going through. I do believe there are seasons where God speaks to you in one way and you can get confused when God stops speaking to you in that particular way. In certain seasons, God starts talking to you in a different way. He starts revealing himself in a different way. And that requires you to seek him. That requires you to go find him. And although that is frustrating, we just want God to just say what it is, do what you want to do. But it requires us to seek him in a way that we've never sought him before. So I have been navigating this new way of God speaking to me. So sometimes he'll speak to me in numbers. Sometimes he would speak to me in numbers. When I say he speaks to me in numbers, I mean like he'll give me a number, but then he'll tell me to go into the Bible with those numbers and find a scripture. And so either way he's been speaking to me, it's been requiring me to seek him. And most of the time, or in previous seasons, I've just been so used to God just speaking to me and telling me what it is that I think that cripples us in a way. Like, it doesn't require much from us. It doesn't require us to go deeper with God because he just always shows up consistently in this way, right? Like I said in a previous season or in a previous episode, consistency for control freaks, for those who battle and struggle with anxiety, we love consistency, right? But what if God is challenging you to get out of that anxious mindset and those anxious behaviors by seeking consistency, but now seeking consistency within yourself? Becoming consistent in trying to find where God is. Becoming consistent in doing things that you were never able to do, right? That you never thought that you would have to do. I think our relationship with God just requires a deeper level of understanding that we may not have right now, but like it'll make sense later, right? So God is requiring you to seek him and you're not used to that. So you don't understand why he's playing hide and seek. Where you at, Lord? Because no. And we don't understand why he's doing that, but I believe later on we will. So I say all that to say, I've been feeling different. Like I've been feeling like God has been challenging me. He's been testing me. Okay, I'm going to do this in this way that it's not going to require your understanding. It's not going to require your works. It's not going to require your hustle, especially in your business. It's not going to require you to figure it out, but it's going to require you to seek me. It is going to require you to operate in this newness that I am trying to prune you of and get out of you, right? I'm trying to get the new you to come out and come forth. Like I'm calling forth the new person on the inside of you to come out because that's the person that I'm trying to use in this season. So me not having a plan like every single day, it's like God has been giving me ideas, but he hasn't been giving me like full details right then and there. It's like he'll give me an idea. He'll tell me to write it down. Sometimes he'll tell me to do that or execute that idea that day. But other times he'll just give me an idea, but don't follow up with the details until later on. So as I was watching the sermon this morning, it was triggering my 21-day breakthrough challenge. God has not been specifically giving me details every single day or as I have been like sitting down at my desk working on the 21-day breakthrough challenge. But today he started speaking to me through that sermon in regards to what I need to say and how I need to execute the challenge, right? And if you aren't signed up for the 21-day breakthrough, why I keep saying 21-day if you aren't signed up for the 21-day breakthrough challenge, this is designed for creatives and entrepreneurs, business owners who know that they have a God idea that they need to execute, but they don't know how or they don't know the first step. And as I was putting some things into this 21-day breakthrough challenge, I'm realizing that some of you are not struggling with the how. You're struggling in your mindset. You're not looking at this as a God idea. You're just looking at this as this is impossible. You're not looking at this as a opportunity for you to step into your calling. You're not looking at this as an opportunity to step into something new. Some of you have been operating as an entrepreneur for years, but now God is calling you to shift your mindset into the mindset of a business owner, the mindset of a CEO. And it's hard for you guys or some of you to come out of what was and to come into what is. A lot of you all are pioneers. A lot of you all are doing things that God is telling you to do and doing things for the first time that you are uncomfortable with because you don't see it being executed by anyone. You don't have a blueprint. This is like something unique. This is something innovative. This is something that God gave to you specifically. This is something that only you know how to understand. This is something that you can execute. And the mindset that you have been operating in, you see yourself as someone who would never be able to execute something like this. You see yourself as as someone who is on the outside looking in. You don't even see yourself as someone starting the podcast or writing the book or putting, creating and putting the content out. You don't even see yourself as that. So in this 21-day challenge, we are going to challenge the mindset, but we're also going to get into vision planning, how to write the vision, how to make it plain, how to write it out step by step, how to execute or begin executing the God idea. One thing about a God idea is that just because it seems big doesn't mean that it isn't attainable. It doesn't mean that you'll never be able to execute pieces and parts of the vision. Yes, the bigger things are for God, but he still requires your faith. But he also requires the works of your hands. Like, he requires you to execute pieces of the puzzle, right? So we're going to get into all of that in the 21-day challenge. So if you are interested in that, go ahead and sign up. The link is in the show notes. If you go on my Instagram or my TikTok, the link is in my bio as well. So I've realized that when I was on my job, I was operating as an employee. Like, they hired me to be an employee, but I kept getting all these innovative ideas trying to operate as, you know, a business owner. Like, I'm operating as an entrepreneur, not even realizing it. I'm thinking, oh, let me take my position and kind of like tweak it and kind of make it fit to my personality, fit to my anointing. And let me, you know, help them, you know, with this. Let me help them with that. Whole time, they just like, we just need you to do this. That's it. If you could just do this, you know, that'll be great. You know, we'll put your ideas on the back burner. But right now, we need you to operate as an employee. And so now that I'm coming out of that job back into entrepreneurship, now God is calling me to like code switch. He's like, okay, you're not an employee anymore. I need you to start operating like you were trying to operate, but in this new thing, in this your business, in your purpose, in having more clarity to what it is that I want you to do. Here I am thinking, okay, God is calling me off the job. So now let me start operating like an entrepreneur this way, how I see it being done. Let me go watch entrepreneurship podcasts. Let me go watch this so that it can spark something. It can spark my creativity, right? And as I'm watching these podcasts, as I'm watching this type of content, it's making me feel more and more out of place because I do not have a blueprint for what God is telling me to do. The only instruction, the only inspiration, the only creativity that I need is coming from God, and it's coming from people who are anointed to do something outside of them. I have been running away from prophetic messages. I've been running away from like pastors and preachers in general. I have been just like totally turned off from it for, you know, whatever reason, maybe just the disappointment and the discouragement of, you know, not seeing things happen in the time frame in which I want it to happen, but also just a lack of faith and just a lot of character flaws. There's a lot going on in these churches. But I have been running away from like listening to like prophetic business owners and, you know, those who are anointed in business. But God has been like shifting me to go back to listen to some of what I've already listened to in the past, but also just leading me to watch certain things. The thing about what God is telling you to do is it requires a different version of yourself, how you think, how you act, how you perceive, how you see things. Like, it's requiring you to operate in something you've never operated in before. And that is only going to come from God. For me, it's coming through stillness. As I am still, as I wake up every day, mind y'all, I'm an entrepreneur full time now. So I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do X, Y, and Z. I'm trying to film videos. I'm trying to get on live. I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to do that. But God leads me to do one thing each day. God may want me to sit in his presence and then sit in worship or something like that. And then he'll give me one idea. And then it would not require me to do what I want. The type of works that I'm thinking I should do is not required. God is giving me a new sense of what my work is going to look like in this particular season. A lot of us have heard the saying, you know, work smarter, not harder, right? And I think God is calling a lot of us, especially those who are prophetic, especially those who are anointed. It's not the time to lean on our own understanding. It's time to be strategic. It's not the time to always be productive. It's time to be strategic. God may lead you to do one thing that's setting you up 10 years. God may tell you to send one email. And that one email, although you don't see immediate results, although you don't even understand why am I sending this email to these people, that one email can set you up for where he is taking you. It can literally catapult you into the next. Your new operating system requires you to receive daily instruction. It's not requiring you to have a set plan. It's not requiring you to make a full content calendar. It's not requiring you to do all of these things, right, in your own strength. First of all, it's not even requiring you to think in your own strength. It's not requiring you to have to think so much. It's not requiring you to have to be as productive as you see other people being. I usually get most of my ideas while I'm in the shower. So I was in the shower yesterday and I'm washing my face with this product that I love. And God reminds me and gives me an idea, reach out to that brand. And I'm like, that ain't got nothing to do with what I'm doing over here. That ain't got nothing. What do you, okay, but I'll do it, right? Remember going back to being obedient when it don't make sense, being obedient when you don't feel like it, right? Me reaching out to brands, I've never really done that before. So it was like, what do I even say? What do I even, you know, offer them, right? Again, going back to just not understanding everything. Like, God, I have 13,000 followers on TikTok. I have 1,000-something followers on Instagram. Who's going to want to work with me? Like, my last TikTok that got hacked had 44,000 followers on there, right? So I'm not able to get into that one. But the one that I rebuilt, or the one that I'm rebuilding, it has 13K. So I'm like, okay, Lord, I guess we're just going to do this. So I reach out to the brand owner and she replies back and she's basically interested in my pitch. And so I'm like, oh, that kind of worked. You know, it was like, oh, okay. I did not plan to do that. I'm in the shower. I'm trying to scrub a dub dub, right? But the idea wasn't just an idea. It wasn't something new. It required me to do something new, but God put this in my heart 2 years ago. God showed me this 2-3 years ago, right? It's just now time to execute that idea. The reason why that idea got lost in the back of my brain is because it wasn't the time to execute it. So now my new operating system does not require me to have to understand what God wants me to do in the moment. It's just requiring me to trust him in the process. Like, my mindset has to constantly shift into, okay, maybe God does know what's best. Maybe he does not need my intellect. Maybe he just need me to do what he's calling me to do. And as I'm writing out the email, as I'm, you know, just trying to put the words together, the Holy Spirit is helping me to say what I need to say. So your new operating system requires the Holy Ghost to take control. Y'all are trying to figure out how this idea is going to get executed. You're trying to understand what needs to be done. And don't get me wrong, like, the skill sets that you are developing, God is going to use that. Like, my time at my job, my time in previous entrepreneurship endeavors, my skill sets that I've developed over the years was not in vain. God telling me to do something in this season required what I had developed. it required certain skill sets that I had. It required me to utilize the website that I created and send an email through the website that I created. Like, nothing is in vain. God is just like, I'm using you, and it seems like I'm controlling you, because I kind of am, but it's going to require you to have less resistance and more trust. It's going to require you not to need to understand everything. It's not going to require your understanding, like we talked about in a previous episode. It's only going to require you to do. We have to begin to get into the mindset of like operating in this new operating system, because maybe this new operating system is a protection mechanism. Like, maybe me executing something when God tells me to execute it, maybe me doing this or doing that is protecting me from myself. It's protecting me from my flesh, what my flesh wants to do. Maybe me fully operating in the spirit and not in my flesh is actually a protection mechanism. Maybe the things that I want to do in my own strength or what I can think of, maybe that is going to lead to unnecessary disappointment. Like, me just doing what I think is best. Me sitting still and being in God's presence, but he does not give me an idea that day. Me believing that, okay, well, God didn't give me nothing to do today, but I still want to be productive. So let me try to do this, or let me try to do that. Maybe that is not required. Maybe if God don't say nothing to you that day, or God doesn't place something on your heart to do, or God doesn't show you what to do, maybe your stillness is the only requirement. Give us this day our daily bread. Some of us have entered a season of daily bread. God just wants to speak to you and give you instruction on a day-to-day basis. He doesn't want to reveal the whole plan to you, because he knows what you're going to do with that plan. He knows that you're going to try to execute it on your own. He knows that if he gives you an inch, you're going to take a mile. So maybe this new operating system is you thinking, you believing, you submitting, you behaving in every way that is contradictory to your flesh. It's contradictory to what you see being displayed online. It's contradictory to what you've done in the past. Maybe this next blessing, I feel something. Maybe this next blessing is only requiring you to have faith in order to see the manifestation of it. Maybe it's not requiring you to do anything anymore. Maybe God stopped you, or maybe he took the desire away for you to pray for this thing. Maybe he lifted the grace to do this thing. Maybe going back to kingdom marriage, maybe you are in a place where God just wants to perform the miracle, and he doesn't need your prayers anymore. He doesn't need your works anymore. He doesn't, all of the things that he had graced you to do, praying when it was hard, praying when you didn't want to, like doing certain things that you didn't really want to do, but you did it anyway because God was calling you to do it and he was giving you the grace to do it. Maybe that's not required right now in this season anymore. Like, maybe you did what you needed to do in order to play a part in the miracle, in order to play a part to what God needed you to do in that moment. Yes, he calls us to intercede. He calls us to pray. He calls us to fast, right? He calls us to contend for the promise. But maybe your desire or your grace has lifted, and now you can't understand why it's hard for you to pray, or it's hard for you to seek God about this marriage, or it's hard for you to do this, or it's hard for you to do that. Maybe the grace has been lifted because God wants to show you that your works were not in vain. Like, all of this was for a reason. I didn't just tell you to do that just to do it. So even in business, what was required in the last season? Your thinking, my God, your thinking patterns, your mindset, the type of mindset that you had in previous seasons is no longer a requirement. Your discernment, your faith, your spiritual aspect, your spiritual mind, your spiritual beliefs is the only thing that's required. Because one thing about it, when it's a God idea, it's spiritual. The song that I previously wrote, an R&B song that I previously wrote, it was spiritual. Like, I was, like, in my heart, in my mind, in my soul, I was singing to God, but I made it an R&B song, you know. But I'm singing and I'm feeling something as I'm writing and as I'm singing this song. I'm like, oh, this is different. I ain't never felt like this before. Me writing that song did not require my intellect. It required my heart. It required my emotions. It required what God needed in order to execute the song properly. Sometimes God will use your emotions to execute an idea. Sometimes God will use certain thoughts. Sometimes God will use your skills in order to execute a part of the vision. But the only requirement in order to know when and how God is going to execute it is the Holy Spirit. That's it. So no more operating in your flesh. It's going to require you to operate in the Spirit. And we are going to be diving deeper into that in the Position to Pursue program for Kingdom Marriage, or if you just want to become a godly wife, if God is calling you to, you know, change your behaviors, just literally, because let's, Jesus, I love when God just be controlling me. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. But Kingdom Marriage, it requires you to operate in the Spirit. The reason why you've been fighting and having resistance towards this man or this woman, if you're a man listening to this, is because you've been operating in the flesh. You've been operating in your own understanding. You've been operating in your own intellect. Well, maybe God wants me to say this. Maybe God wants me to do that. The reason why you've been experiencing delay in your business, delay in your purpose, delay in whatever you are believing God for, is because you've been operating in your flesh when he's requiring you to operate in your spirit. Jesus Christ. Kingdom Marriage is a whole, like, it's a whole process that everybody is not going to fully understand. Like, Kingdom Marriage doesn't even seem logical to some people because it's spiritual. It's a spiritual experience between you, God, and the person you're supposed to marry. So literally this program is about you getting out of your flesh and operating in your spirit by changing your behaviors, your mindsets, and your thought patterns. The 21-day breakthrough challenge is to help you stop operating in your own flesh and your own intellect and to step into the mindset of an anointed kingdom pioneer. An anointed kingdom pioneer. You need to start thinking like that. You need to start believing like that. You need to start behaving like that. So that's what we're going to do. We're just going to operate in our new operating system, however way God is leading you to do so. That's how he wants us to operate. That is the idea that he wants to execute. That is the whole plan. That's God's plan to get you to operate in the spirit, to receive something spiritual. The blessing is spiritual. You need to be able to be in a place where you receive it in a spiritual mindset. So yeah, I hope this episode was encouraging to you all. I hope that these episodes have been encouraging to you all. I love you guys. I want to encourage you to join my email list. I don't know what idea God is going to give me next, but we're just out here. Okay, we're just out here walking by faith, not by sight, trying to not operate in our sight, because what's in our sight is crazy and it don't even make sense and it's making me uncomfortable. And I know you're trying to heal me from anxiety, but Lord Jesus, it's a lot. It's too much. But God, we're going to get through it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. I love you guys and I will talk to you in my next episode. Bye. Y'all want to hear another one of my new songs? It's called Back to Me. I put it out on my EP, Things I Never Said. So make sure you guys go listen to the full version of it. And yeah, I'm going to stop talking and let y'all hear it. Okay, here it goes. Never had it proven to me.